A little-known polling firm based in California accurately called Florida's Democratic gubernatorial primary for Andrew Gillum, and it's the firm that Gillum relied on for his internal tracking. I'm Lynn Hatter. During a swing through the state with Senator Bernie Sanders, the Gillum campaign talked about the surge.
You all, we've got an opportunity on August 28th because the other folks in this race believe that they've got this race walking away, but we've got another thing coming for them. We're going to show up. The progressive movement in this state is going to show up like we have never shown up before, and we're going to flip this state blue.
Throughout the primary election cycle, the polls showed Gillum trailing the presumed frontrunners, North Florida Congresswoman Gwen Graham and former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine. Closer to the primary, a few noted he was near second place. Gillum ended up winning, and this marks yet another election cycle where the polls were wrong. Many of the polls the public has historically relied on are based on randomized phone calls, but landlines are becoming obsolete, cell phone numbers unlisted, and some folks don't answer calls from those numbers they don't know, making it harder for pollsters to find people that way. Florida State University political scientist Lance DeHaven Smith noted the problem 2 years ago when most polls pointed to a win for Hillary Clinton over President Donald Trump.
What we're finding is that the internet is actually turning out to be more accurate than the cell phone surveys because people have what's called a response bias. When they're talking to another individual, they may be reluctant to say they're supporting Trump.
Well, what I would say is if you rely on 2016 polling techniques to try to predict races, you're going to lose.
On August 20th, the Gillum campaign released an internal poll predicting his eventual win. It was that poll that got it right. Pat Riley is a co-founder of the California-based Change Research Group, which works with, quote, forward-thinking candidates like Gillum. The group uses internet and social media-based methods and targets underrepresented groups.
When you look at people's media consumption habits, the vast majority of people, particularly younger people, rely on their handheld phone to engage, and therefore we're able to get in front of a lot of younger people. What's also true is that we are able to get a representative sample in frequently undercounted communities, for example, African-American communities, majority minority or immigrant communities.
Now, just days after Florida's primary, the first poll of the Gillum-Ron DeSantis gubernatorial race is out. It shows Gillum with a 5-point lead. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.